so you could buy Jeeps for $278 in a crate.
Come on, man.
Which is kind of rad. Granted, that number is different now. But yeah.
What is that bit. Today with inflation, I wonder?
I have no clue.
We don't need to do that. I mean, debating that, they're judging that typewriters were $879, and that's like the modern day computer. So if you think the modern day computer is about $500, and you just take that multiplication and then. Sorry.
I don't know anywhere with this. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Third Pedal Podcast. My name is Tyler.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Jacob. Forgot my name. Sweet.
Let's start over.
No, we're good. We'll keep cruising. So this is Memorial Day this week. Today, when does this come out? Monday? It's a Monday thing, right?
Yes.
Memorial Day.
Memorial
today.
Day is on the 30th. Yeah.
So first off, you know, we have family members that were both. Military service. What?
He said we're both.
Just both
we're
of both, you guys.
Yeah, both of us. We're all.
Not me.
We don't know
where he came from.
we have family members that have served. Friends that have served, everything like that, but we're mm-hmm. incredibly grateful. Obviously, Memorial Day, we're celebrating and being thankful for those who've paid the ultimate price to protect our freedom yeah. to be able to do stuff like this and
yeah.
kind of do whatever we want in America. And so we're incredibly grateful for that. But mm-hmm. yeah, we wanted to kind of go over some, we're running over some U.S. military stuff and then yeah. kind of our normal thing.
Yeah,
but
you had something you mentioned to us about something with Jeep, right?
Yeah. So obviously, like anything military, and then you touch like the automotive stuff, it goes Jeep instantly.
Right.
Like that's kind of Jeep was started out of necessity to be like it was actually a reconnaissance vehicle for the military, the U.S. military.
Which
they
is?
Wanted to, like, it was essentially to replace like horses and stuff. Like it was
really?
A recon thing that they could use as a transport.
That's
to, like,
so
get
wild
places.
That, like,
not weird.
A Jeep. That, like, you see a Jeep outside.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, that was initially started to replace horses as yeah. our common form of transport.
Right.
Not that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Horses right. and motorcycles and stuff. They wanted a simpler form of transportation. So basically, yeah. the U.S. military gave like a spec, like, this is what we're looking to do. It needs to have this, 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 whatever. So that's where the original like Willys was born out of. There was the yep. Willys, didn't even have the circle lights yet, had lights on top of the fender. And then that evolved into the one that everybody recognizes is the traditional World War II one. But this is something that I don't think a lot of people really know here. They had a picture. This is the, on the Jeep side, the history. So this
oh, wow.
guy, right?
That
the,
looks so
the
good.
The iconic yeah. Willys Jeep.
So oh man.
What's little known, I think Jeep people know it, but maybe other people don't. So to ship these things over, in large quantities, they actually came in a crate.
So they just crate shipped them?
They crated them. So you'd
Dude.
Have your Jeep packed in a box.
Dude, Santa's opening it.
It had, yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is so
to the boys in the service. So it packed down, the wheels would go in and everything, and then you'd get it, you'd uncrate the thing, you'd throw the wheels on, pop the window up, and then it was all good to go.
Wow.
But that's how they originally
that's
like, shipped
insane.
Over, which is kind of rad.
I wish they still made like a...
I was just about to say that.
Well, like, so there's legends about warehouses with these things still existing.
For real?
In them. Yeah. There's, none of them have been confirmed. This whole article is about them. Somebody, I think at some point he says, sadly, like we all have to accept the fact that like the only ones left in crates are probably at the bottom of the ocean from things that were shot down.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I just thought this was so cool. Like with everything packed into the back
wow.
there. Wow. Pop the top off. And then here's them all assembling their Jeeps over there.
Dude, so what, do they airdrop them or?
I think so. I think they would air. I mean, I would assume it had to have been airdropped.
Yeah.
Right? Not the modern
Not
day
just
airdrop.
UPS.
Yeah, just UPS ground, flat rate it. But yeah, I thought that was super cool. So there's
yeah,
a complete
but then you'd be
history.
Like, our Jeeps were supposed to be here today. It says delivered, but I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
Three
it's at the distribution
later,
center.
Shows
Dang
up.
It. Yeah. So this is how they started out. They always had kind of the iconic vertical grill that was there.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Well, these, I forget where it said in here. There's one of these. I think it was this guy here. There's only three known that still exist.
Wow.
Like they're Dang. All gone. But yeah, then this is the like original.
Yeah,
they have
that's
the lights
the iconic.
Into the grill.
Man, isn't that kind nuts that like there. What year, go back up to the yeah. year that one?
So 1945.
Yeah.
Or 41, not, whatever.
Not 100 years ago.
But it like.
That crazy?
That. Looks like you know
now,
it's a Jeep
yeah.
Wrangler.
Kind of looks like mine.
The ones that yeah yours or the ones that they're still making today.
Yeah,
like they. I think we talked a couple episodes ago about yeah. like brand consistency and like the most iconic
yeah
vehicles over a certain time frame.
Yeah,
and didn't even mention the Jeep. Jeep's got to
yeah.
be the longest.
Yeah, the
yeah.
fact that they
oh, yeah.
still in the 40s, this was their first civilian vehicle, and you can still buy it now, and it just looks like this but chunky. No, not this one. I'm just saying you can
oh,
still
oh,
buy
yeah.
a Wrangler.
I was like, that'd be sick. You can just buy
I
that.
I wish.
Thing.
But yeah, so they have
yes.
the complete evolution. It's neat. I think it's neat that Jeep, like, they keep track of this stuff. This matters to them. They use this as a really
core. This is Jeep's website.
Because like BMW and Volkswagen both started the same exact way, but it's not part of their brand. I mean, different
Understandably.
Sides.
Understandably. Yeah, makes sense.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's not at all about like we were this, like a plane company or we were
right.
this. It's no part. Yeah, I get that there's probably some, they probably are like, yeah, that's outside of
we
all.
We started all vehicles as, we don't want to talk.
It's complicated.
We don't want to talk about that.
But anyway,
that was more.
Thought
vampire,
that was red. So that's like, where that's the cool thing. You used to be able to get a Jeep in a crate, and
that
then
is so
I don't know
cool.
if you saw that in one of these things, but after the war, there was a lot of surplus available, so they were selling off the stuff that you'd get from the U.S. government, so you could buy Jeeps for $278 in a crate.
Come on, man!
Which is kind of red. Granted, that number is different now. But,
yeah. What is that today with inflation? I wonder.
I have no clue.
We don't need to do that. I mean, debating that they're judging that typewriters were $879, and that's like the modern day computer. So if you think the modern day computer is about $500, and you just take that multiplication, and then sorry,
I'm going anywhere with this.
$150 is
that
what
good,
you're telling,
dude? That was good.
Yeah,
we have parachutes $21.95. Pretty rad.
Boats,
dude. I'd buy a parachute.
Machetes $215.
Dude,
61 cents for goggles.
That's it.
Pistol belts, steel helmets, giant balloons, and. Bunk beds, life rafts, walkie-talkies, swords. They still had swords.
You're missing
military,
the best part.
Military still, they still have swords.
What does that say?
Cannon.
You buy a cannon? You buy a military surplus cannon?
Well, so they used
wow.
to, when they evolved to
free home
guy,
trial coupon. Did you see that?
Yes.
Hey, could you bring that cannon by? I want to shoot it at my neighbor,
just
Steve.
Just want to try it real quick.
Just want to try it out real quick.
So they, I think it was this one here.
I actually have a neighbor named Steve. That is not where that came from.
That's really funny.
I just thought of that name.
Sorry, Steve.
I love you, Steve.
That's not what I meant. So this one was fitted with either a 30 or 50 caliber machine gun for combat.
Wow.
Where was some of that? It was kind of cool that it talked about how like, yeah, this thing here, fierce emotional bonds often develop between a soldier and his Jeep 4x4. The faithful MB earned a place in every GI's heart in every area of combat in every conceivable role.
Wow.
So they're really like a core part of what evolved the U.S. military from using horses, motorcycles, things like that.
You know what's nuts?
To having a four-wheel drive thing.
If they didn't build them well, like if they weren't reliable, they had to be replaced, we wouldn't have the Wranglers that we have today.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have the Jeeps that we had today. That would have fizzled out.
It would just be Hummers.
Yeah. Oh, no. I guess Hummers
the whole
kind
U.S.
of take
Army
over,
crab but... walking and stuff.
Yeah. But. I'd be like, it's a Hummer thing. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, no. Or if the war didn't go well, it would be a Volkswagen thing you didn't understand. So
I don't think it would be in English either. All right.
Da-na-na. Da-na-na. That's how the war went.
What is that? Is
AC/DC?
That like,
oh,
that reminded me of Iron Man for some reason.
That is
AC/DC and Iron Man.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a cool story. Yeah. Found out this was actually local, but I saw this guy on TikTok.
Okay.
You guys have heard of Trading Up.
Yeah.
Right? Like
something we've teased talking about doing for a while.
Yeah,
too.
Like flipping up to whatever, but like strictly trading up. So if you take something that is to most people probably worthless, you trade it for something a little bit more valuable or a little bit more utility, and you trade up, whatever. So you can start with whatever. This guy's example started with a fish hook. And
that's crazy.
He's gonna
fish hook.
I know. So
of
fish hook,
things.
He has like a space in the Facebook marketplace thing. Fish hook. And his goal is to trade up to a lake house. So obviously a huge difference.
That's aggressive.
But let's play that. I want to show you guys just the initial video, and you'll see where this ties in. There's obviously going to be a car involved, but see where he's at this current moment. I'll kind of give it away there. Do we get audio?
We'll cut it to here. Yeah, hit that speaker.
Oh, my bad.
There we go. All right.
All right, if you don't know me, I'm trading this fish hook all the way up to a lake house. When we last left off, I made 13 trades up to these two bikes. Today, I was set to make a trade for the Kawasaki, and here's how it went.
All right, it's time to make trade 14B. Let's go. You found too much mud.
So we drove a little over an hour to Portage, Wisconsin to make a trade for the KLR today. Unfortunately, the trade fell through, and I still got it. But along the way, we did stop to look at a trade for the Harley. And guess what?
We're making a trade for the Harley instead today.
So we turned that 78 shovel head into this 1991 BMW 330 318 IS. I know that's a mouthful.
It's got the M42 engine, 5-speed manual transmission, 167,000 miles. This car is a ton of fun to drive,
it looks
but
clean.
I can't wait to trade it up. Let's hook this lake house.
Yeah, 10K easy.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's hook this
Isn't
lake house.
That that's awesome. That's so cool. So cool. And you know the impressive thing that I thought, Madison. Yeah. Yeah, so he's Madison. I thought he was whatever.
Yeah.
But close enough. So we're going to have him on at some point.
Yeah.
I talked to him a little bit.
Cool.
Got him connected a little bit with just some of the stuff that I do with real estate to his next trade is for some vacant land. At least that's the goal.
Cool.
And that's getting a little bit closer to the lake house, right?
So
it's just awesome. I love seeing that. And the impressive thing to me was that's trade 14.
Nuts.
14 exchanges between Fishhook and $10,000 BMW.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
That's really nuts.
So this guy is either just getting lucky or he's the best negotiator around.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, he's just connecting right people, right time for stuff, right? So
I just don't know, what did he trade for the Fishhook?
That's what I was curious. Yeah.
Like, so
I'm sure he has videos on it. Straight Up Trade Up is his TikTok handle. Sweet. It sounds like he's got everything on there, but we're going to have him on at some point, probably not for the next, I would say, month or so.
Yeah.
To get his, you know, next trades finalized if there's any other cars involved and then all that stuff. But I thought that was awesome. So
that is awesome.
Anyways, I want to show a couple photos of the car.
Okay.
He showed a few there, but
okay. We
can get a closer look. And this thing's
awesome.
At this, well,
because it's available right now.
May 30th.
That's just 5 days ago.
This may not be available at the time that this episode's out if he's made the trade already, but the car is super clean.
Yeah, trade only. Look at that.
Chase, if he wants a Golf.
Yeah. It's mint.
It is mint, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looks great.
I think the point is to trade up for him.
Yeah, I know.
You want to move backwards, my guy?
Let's make this interesting.
Look at the interior.
Wow. That's clean.
It's in great shape.
Especially the dash.
Know
I didn't see almost
a Harley instead.
This is just a new version of what you had.
That's
right?
Where I'm stuck.
But that's the whole point. I mean, it's some.
Oh yeah, 91. I mean, mine was an 85.
Yeah,
and a 4-door.
So the thing that I find interesting about a trade is that it's not about what the dollar value is of something. It's what somebody else finds more value in than the item that they have.
Yep.
So this might be a $10,000 car. Someone might trade a $20,000 plot of land. Technically, it's worth $20,000. You know, right. In theory. But like if that person values the experience that they're going to have with the car over the experience, which is nothing with a vacant plot of land, then that trade is technically of equal value then, right?
Yeah.
Because people only make exchanges if they value the thing they're trading for over the thing that they have, regardless of the actual dollar appraised value.
Right.
So anyways, I thought I was just kind of thinking over this, like how do you get from a Fishhook to whatever, but it's like, it's just part of the trade, I guess. So anyways, I just got a little bit of rust, but super clean E30.
For that year and that mileage, that's really clean.
I was trying to think of like, what do I have that I could, or what, you know,
S3, man.
Go buy a piece of land that's you know, worth a little bit more to, so, I'm not going to trade the S3. he'd be like, sure,
we're moving
if you want to, but not doing that. But yeah, I thought that was awesome.
So cool.
Just wanted to share that with you guys.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So cool, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of cool.
Yeah, I think this is cool.
Let's talk about it, because I heard some feedback that it maybe is not cool.
Yeah, so because I saw this company start like when it was really early on, and I've always been like, oh, that's unique, that's different. And you guys know that I'm the kind of guy who it's like, I am attracted to a car if it's kind of ugly. Like, that's my thing.
I seriously thought you were going to like that lifted Mustang when I started showing that.
Oh,
I was you started saying, I was like, don't do it, Tyler.
Oh, to update everybody, so we showed the lifted Mustang last week. It is available.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if we should continue discussion with the guy and see what we could, maybe if we could get a test drive.
Hey,
or something,
we should
at least
see
out of it.
If he wants to trade for a E30.
Oh, we have a clean 1981 BMW 318 IS 81. 91?
Yeah.
Oh, 91 makes more sense. I know it makes more sense. Anyways, what is this? Atlas Motor?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's just this. It's, I don't even know really how to super explain this thing.
It's like a crowdfunded electric truck, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's got 4-wheel steering.
Okay.
Oh, that's worked out well before.
That's just about all I know about it.
That's all I know about it.
I don't know. I just think
kinda
it was
cool.
Like,
you know what? It's just kind of cool. It looks like it's like a built from the ground up.
Yeah.
Just like.
Well, yeah. It's literally just like these guys in a warehouse. It looks like just
trying to build. It's not like cool. billionaire hedge fund managers right. and mm-hmm. like
it doesn't have like
all
automotive
these giant
design
companies.
Team, like.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. clearly.
There was a Sorry. Photo. I'm trying to see.
No, I'm there, man. Yeah. I saw that. It was funny because I saw this cool. on Facebook as an ad, and I was like, "That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen." And then I showed Tyler, like, "Can you believe this?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I think it's sick."
Wait, go up again. Is yeah. that the interior lights, the squares?
Yep,
dude. And then the red
so
LED
in front.
I like
that they're following suit. For yeah. like they're going all out in every area.
Read the bullet yeah, points though.
15-minute charge time.
Huh?
500-mile range. 35,000-pound toy capacity. Subscription option with maintenance.
Interesting. So this would be a true like truck. Like yes. so they're basically saying like, hey, yeah, Tesla truck, like you're cool and all, but like it doesn't really yeah. do the stuff that truck guys want.
Right.
Ford F-150 Lightning, it's cool and all, but same kind of thing. Like yep. doesn't. It's an SUV with a truck bed. Essentially, yeah. a lot of yep. those other yep. electric trucks are.
Yeah.
So this is like a truck.
Yep.
For truck people.
Right.
That does truck things.
Right.
And 15-minute charge time is really, right. really reasonable.
Because I think part of this is they're like it's less about the truck. It's more about the technology behind it that they're trying to come up with different
exactly.
like battery storage.
Yeah.
Thing like that. Yeah. That's the core of I think the project. I think if you scroll through here a little bit more, there's something about there. About the actual battery. Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
No more waiting, no more worrying. Existing cell designs are standardized for consumer electronics. The AMV cells were developed and are manufactured in a configuration that are ideal for automotive application. So it's like a different type of battery pack for this thing.
Wow. Yeah. So we're developing. So their big value is the battery technology.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've got like
the whole timeline of
yeah.
it all.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's yeah, really
go,
cool.
Can you go to the vehicle class thing too? That part was interesting to me. Like it's not
here?
Yeah. So this is where they're putting all the Ford, GM, Tesla stuff in 1 and 2A, and then this is supposed to be a heavier class vehicle going over
I
to
see.
Like semi stuff.
I
so
see.
So this is going to be like big
it.
Truck type stuff
yep.
down the road.
Like F-250 yep. and above type
well, I mean,
stuff.
With a 35,000-pound yeah. towing capacity.
No.
Which is also like we said 35,000, but it's 35,000.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah,
what,
that's like a,
what
like
truck
17
any,
tons.
Like, what about like, yeah. like, can any yeah. of like the Dodge Rams, like uh-huh. any of theirs get anywhere near that?
I'm sure a 2500, 3500. I'm sure those get to there.
You think?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think 35,000.
Oh, we can't. We don't have a keyboard.
Never mind. Do it on your phone real quick.
Yeah,
look at what we got.
So that's interesting to see, kind of like we talked about. So the GM, what GM does electric? Is that just the Hummer? Or do they have an electric truck? Now?
They're working on it. I don't think it must be. I think they're talking about the. Concept stuff that's coming.
Gotcha.
Jesus.
And then they have the.
Yeah, hit my mic. It freaked me out.
And then the Ford Lightning. What yep. is that square? Is that the Rivian? The yellow square?
It must be.
And then
I don't know.
Tesla.
I don't recognize.
Yeah,
it.
I think those are all in. Okay. Yeah, those are all in class one.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Which is nuts. That's okay. Cool. Everything we've ever covered on here. Class one.
And then what are the two Tesla ones in 2A? Is that the Tesla Cybertruck?
It might be.
It's either the Cybertruck or the Semi, maybe.
Or it's Cybertruck and then Cybertruck with the dual motor upgrade.
Sure.
Like it might be the three That's phases true. Of Cybertruck.
Yeah. And then they have the three Atlases.
Yeah. Because these are all the same.
Four,
the XTs.
Five, six.
Yeah.
That's super interesting.
And in terms of towing capacity, it looks like the closest thing. The Dodge Ram only gets up to 15,000, which is still a lot.
Which Ram?
The 3500
really,
and then the F-250 I think had a platform that got up to 20,000.
Wow,
but that
so
like
that
it was
is
the,
crazy.
It's like, so 35,
capacity.
It's like double.
So that's like
wow.
a semi truck, like a Freightliner semi truck, basically, or
yeah.
Volvo semi truck. I'm sure
yeah.
those have that capacity.
This almost looks like it could be the size of like those the towing trucks that you see, like
yeah.
those huge Fords that have
oh,
the towing
yeah.
bed in the
like
back.
An F-450 kind
exactly,
of a thing, like one
exactly.
of the
like a
that
fifth
looks
wheel
like
type
the utility
thing.
Truck.
Yep,
yeah,
yep,
yeah,
yeah. That looks like this would that's kind
wow.
of what this would compete with.
All right, well, me over. It's cool.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't know. I personally think the lights and everything are like they're dope. I
it
know
looks
you
like
hate
a gamer's
them.
Desk.
That's why I love
it. It looks like a badly rendered truck to me.
Wait, scroll down
oh,
to their 100%. Value propositions again.
Yeah.
Okay, so returns, aiming for return. Oh, so this is for the investment.
Yeah.
Greater degree of personal satisfaction. I just think that's a funny value thing.
That is funny.
You'll have a greater degree of personal satisfaction
voting
if you invest in our truck. Oh, okay. I was like, what does that have to do with voting
rights? Yeah.
All right, that's
just
funny.
Nuts.
Voting for, aiming for returns as fast as our charge time. That's clever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
yeah.
a clever little, yeah.
Yeah, I just mm-hmm. wish they would like... This one kind of feels like with the F-150 Lightning.
Oh yeah, battery pack
like,
revenue. So they're looking
yeah.
for. So if you're
going to sell
in
the
this,
technology,
right,
I think.
Right,
yeah.
License
yeah.
it out. That's a, yeah. the smart thing
it's
to
smart.
Do.
I mean, totally. It's kind of cool because essentially this is a battery company, but batteries are kind of boring on their own, it seems like. So it seems like they're trying to wow people with the truck thing. Like maybe this is just concept. A big marketing campaign mm-hmm. to like, yeah. didn't throw a ton into the truck, maybe. I don't know.
So what's going on with the body panels? Is this forged carbon? Is this just a cool paint job?
I thought it was just...
I think this initial is just a cool paint job.
That's a rendering though, right?
I believe, yes. I think so.
No, I think that's a picture of it. If you scroll down, there's a video of this thing.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Play that.
Can we, yeah.
2 minutes, we can watch the whole thing.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm proud to announce that Atlas has launched a Regulation 8 crowdfunding campaign.
That's so cool.
If you remember, in 2021, we raised $20 million through crowdfunding. In fact, our last campaign,
that's a lot
we raised $5 million in 6 weeks. We were oversubscribed. With that $20 million, Atlas was able to build a prototype of the XT pickup truck and XP platform, as well as the underlying demonstration technologies and architectures of how we plan on building that vehicle. And also, we were able to accomplish development of the first AMV cell and then get the AMV cube cell to a point where we are actually producing it today.
Wow.
We've started construction of the facility here in Mesa, Arizona, as we look to scale battery production from 1, 2, and 3, or 10
they
per day
a lot with
to millions of cells
like
here
a lot
in 2022.
For all of that to be done.
And also in 2021, we've captured over $300 million in opportunity for the Atlas Energy division and pack and sell solutions, as well as securing over 34,000 contracts for purchases of the XT pickup truck. Those are signed contracts and purchase agreements to buy 34,000 XT pickup trucks.
Wow.
So it's all about growth here at Atlas Motor Vehicles in 2022. We've got dozens of pack customers we're engaging with today. Yeah. Those pack solutions are going to start development here in Q1. We'll be launching those in Q3 through validation. And of course, in Q4, they'll start going to market.
A little bit.
Those represent 70 gigawatt hours of opportunity.
Ah, shoot.
Talking the whole time?
Just talking, man.
All right,
wait,
fun and all,
what about those?
Yeah, click that
right, update.
We'll try.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Hanchett. I'm the founder and CEO here at Atlas Motor Vehicles. And in the spirit of transparency,
okay, so
we're going to show you some of the things we've been working on.
It's just a digital camo. That's what it is.
Oh,
yeah. It's a wrap. Okay, that's all I was curious about.
It's just steel.
Yeah. That looks so beefy. This looks like...
Yeah, and one of the things they take a jab, I think, at the Cybertruck by being like, yeah, I mean, like, other than just having cool-looking panels, we decided to go for, like, a rugged truck. Like, I think they're throwing some shade at them like that.
Yeah. But yeah.
Nuts.
I love his logo on his shirt. It's just his face.
I did not even see that.
With the hat backwards. That's awesome.
Look at the tub.
Yeah.
It's just like pallets. It looks like friggin' like steel versions of pallets that are sitting on the base there.
That's really cool. I like this thing. This
That's
is cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that back window, is that like a roll-down steel?
That's what it looks
like. You know, like a retail
rolling
store.
Steel door.
You know, like, you know, the retail stores when they
close
for security.
Be so cool.
It's like,
that'd be a really cool feature.
That thing's
That'd be
sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah. Man, I wish I had a keyboard. I keep thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm going to search for this.
I just wanted
to show you guys the all-wheels.
Baby steps.
The all-wheel steering.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Do they have a video of it?
I thought they did.
Well, click on their channel. You might be able to find it.
Okay.
The Atlas. RXD. Yeah.
Yep.
All-wheel steering.
I wonder if they don't have a prototype update. I swear I've seen one with it.
You can pause it and skip through it, right?
Dubstep is the right choice for music for electric trucks.
Did you drive it though?
It's huge,
dude.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark Hanchett. I'm the founder and CEO here at Atlas Motor Vehicles.
He never drives it.
I'm the president, and today is the day.
They go through it, though. Go to this inside. I'm curious what this light thing is.
Your exterior lights, your frunk lights, your bed lights, as well as those light bar systems that are actually at the top of the vehicle. There's one light bar system in the front of the vehicle, which projects out from the windshield. There's also a separate light bar system.
It looks like they're fake just for the video, but they're not. Like, it just looks like the video lighting.
Those create increased capability. Not only can they project forward and increase illumination in front of you, but they can also do multiple different other functionalities. Right now, they're set up with the markers because we're a wider vehicle. We can display text up there.
Yeah, you can put text up there. You can just type in real quick, move over, and put it in reverse.
The other light, of course, is controlled right here from the center console. Now, if you look at the rest of the interior in here, you notice it's simplistic. The dash is simplistic. The floor is flat. It creates a tremendous amount of space, a tremendous amount of comfortable space to fit six adults inside here. You'll also notice that the front and rear seats
are
identical as well. Here at Atlas Motor Vehicles, we've tried to find a way to build one thing and use it multiple times. In this particular case, what we wanted to do was actually fix one of the least desirable things in any pickup truck. The rear seat, it's always a bench seat. It's not always the most comfortable thing to sit in. We know this is a work truck. We know sometimes these guys are going to be spending hours out there in the field or driving to a particular site or location. We wanted to make sure that while they're sitting in those seats, they had the most comfortable seats possible.
Okay, that's cool.
That's really cool. Yeah.
We actually have a 40-20-40 split with a flip-up center console. Why does it have paddle shifters? For a third person in both rows, and they're identical both front and rear.
Maybe it's like a self-driving
rear seats
capper.
Front and rear seats have all of the same capability. So everybody sits comfortably.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's the exact same for the front and rear.
Yeah.
Same seats no matter what.
Why wouldn't they clean the windshield for this video?
I was wondering.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I mean, also, like, they didn't show the interior.
It seems, so. If you see here, it's like, that's really cool. It seems like it was really built, like, not, I don't know. My guess initially was that this was just a big marketing campaign for these batteries, but it really seems like they're just trying to build the best truck they can. And, like, the video is what the video is, but
it'll be interesting to see this thing compete against, well, actually, it won't compete against the F-150 because this is like an
this is a
different tier.
A for real working class type of truck.
This is the thing to take on, like, the 350s and the 450s and the bigger versions of all of those.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool.
That's very neat, man.
Nice, man. That's cool.
Okay, you might have won me over.
All right. Cool. You win.
I still don't like the look, but it's cool.
Yeah.
It looks very rugged, though. Like, it looks like you toss some bricks in the back or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
Like,
yeah. Like, open the doors and pressure wash out the floor and then
Right.
It looks like it can do all that kind of stuff.
Then put rice in it.
Very interesting.
Dry the water out because it's an electronic.
So do you think that, like, Ford and all these other companies, do you think they're going to be buying this type of battery technology, or are they going to all be doing their own thing to try to get
Well, I guess it depends on how proprietary the battery technology is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How they can patent it. And then, because if it's like an idea of like how to work an existing technology that's already there, and then everybody else can just be like, yeah, we'll just rework it too, you know?
Yeah.
And then they don't have to buy it from them. I'm assuming that they're going to have some pretty intense patents.
Oh, yeah.
The battery tech, if it is truly new, like battery tech that allows it to recharge fast, because that's everybody's biggest gripe with electric stuff is the charge time. I think, anyways, charge time in the distance,
right?
In the availability of charging, which seems to be more common now. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what that turns into. If they truly rework the battery tech and this becomes the new norm for electric stuff, they can charge up quick. Say you can, so this is 15 minutes for a truck, which is super heavy, to get 500 miles.
Right.
Think of that same technology in like a sedan.
Right.
Will it be a 5 minute charge to 300 miles?
Right.
You know, like it could be a really short, a really short charge time for like a normal car's mileage.
Right.
If they can apply that technology to electric cars, it makes them a lot more feasible for daily stuff.
Well, yeah, that would change the game entirely. Because I think right now, kind of a big gripe a lot of people have with electric cars is that when it's dead, it's dead.
Right.
And it's not exactly the fastest charge time.
Right.
It's not terrible,
right,
but it's definitely longer than a 3 minute stop to the gas station where you just like throw a hose in, you fill up and you pull it out. But like with this, like 15 minutes that's insane.
Right. Well, because that means 5 minutes, you're a third of the way there. So 5 minutes, you at least have 175 miles.
Yeah.
Right. Which is really interesting. I wonder how they're delivering that much power and how they're not overheating things.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the range is with the towing capacity.
Right. Yeah. How much
that's gotta be
of that 500 miles? How much
water that's still what I want to know about all these is they like talk about it can tow this and then, like I believe it. I just want to know how long, like because they show like the Ford one. It shows like towing an Airstream camper.
Yeah,
it's like okay, but you tow campers to places far away. So like how far do you have to
go?
You
gonna get 100 miles per charge?
Yeah, and how many charge stations are even set up that you could pull a truck up like that?
Right.
Yeah,
with a trailer and everything and charge it. It's got
to
be kind
of
hard.
I think the whole needs to be a whole lot of infrastructure built around this stuff if it's going to become as common as gas stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if there's going to be I don't know why I was going to say revolution. I don't think that's the right word.
Where are we going with this?
Like, I wonder if you would have, like solar panels. Sorry, I'll just bring it back. Like the F-150 towing the Airstream.
Yeah.
What if you did like solar panels on top of the Airstream and on top of the truck? And then while it's driving, it would just
like a range
to,
extender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still always ask that question of like, what if you just put a generator on the wheels of whatever you're towing, and then like that to like juice back into the truck while you're driving.
Doesn't that get into the
perpetual motion? Yeah.
Yeah, like the fluid dynamic stuff. Like stuff has to be lost somewhere, but maybe it could extend a little kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it would be like maybe you could get an extra like 50 miles out of it or something.
Yeah.
Like because if you have an Airstream, you've got like at least four wheels sitting on that thing. So if you have all four wheels with generators that then are going back into the truck,
like alternators are hooked up to the wheels. So when
exactly.
Well, it's just like another version of regenerative braking, you know, like it's the same kind of a thing. But
although I wonder if there's problems with it, like using the battery while charging the battery. I bet there's some weird stuff with that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That'd be interesting. Most cars, most batteries can do that though, right?
Like when
you're using your phone plugged in, it's using battery, but it's charging.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just on such a small scale.
That's true.
Whereas when you're talking like how much power these things have to be pushing out to these motors.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's any weird stuff with that. Plus the amount of heat these things have to be generating.
Right.
Like that's what I mean. Because when you charge something, it gets hot. And when you use it, it gets hot. So if you're charging it and using it at the same time.
And switching that constantly.
It might just be, it might be something with cooling.
Yeah. That is interesting though. It'll be cool to see where that one goes. That one seems like the other trucks. We did that electric truck episode a while ago.
Yeah.
Like those were all kind of the same thing, a little bit different. They're marketed differently and stuff. This is like completely different than all those.
Because I wonder if this has some of those features of like you were talking about, like nobody knows what people want with electric trucks.
Yeah.
They have all the like, we got an electric grill that you can install in the tunnel.
Isn't that the Ford?
The Rivian.
Yeah.
The Rivian has the gear tunnel, which I just learned too. You can get to from inside. If you open the middle thing, you can get to it from in there.
Yeah.
I forget his name, the guy on TikTok that does
car
reviews. Wish I'd remember his name. He's an awesome guy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this one's cool because I like that he was like guys using this truck could be in it for a long time. So let's make the seats really nice.
Right.
Like it was like there. Like
building
the
it around like contractors and tradesmen and that type of stuff, makes sense.
Yeah. And even how he said, like, we just did the front seats in the back, because I think it's the joke, like shotgun and trying to get in the front seat and all that or whatever. So he's like, they're just all the same. Like that, we just did that.
The same capabilities, it's the same exact seat.
And not only that, I feel like this is this kind of stems on like, I've always had the thought of like, I wish there was like a fully modular car.
Yeah.
That you could be like, hey man, like I want to do this panel. I want to do this interior. I want to do this and just have it be like kind of hot swappable.
Yeah.
This kind of, it seems like this company promotes it. I mean, he even said like their whole thing is trying to reuse as much as they can reuse wherever they can.
Right.
And I'm like, that's awesome. Cause that means like, oh, I tore my seat. It's like, okay.
Right.
Like,
right.
Just buy another.
Right.
Like
they'll
swap. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Or swap your rear one.
Yeah.
The front one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you have that option.
Nice
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like that's really, really smart. Instead,
you know how you rotate your tires? In this one, you'll rotate your seats. Like they're all the same seat.
Yeah,
you
hit 100,000 miles, just swap it.
Yeah.
It's like every 10,000 miles, you do your, not oil, but you do your fluid change of brake fluid swap, and then you rotate your seats so they all have equal wear, even if you're mostly the only driver. That's funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I bet it'll keep maintenance costs down.
Yeah.
So, I think it's sick. Speaking of, hey guys, we're just going to keep talking about electric vehicles. This is now called the Third Pedal Podcast. That third pedal is actually the auto drive paddle. Third Paddle Podcast. That being said,
Third Paddle.
This is just the reality of the situation that we're in. Yeah. There's going to be a lot more electric stuff that's coming out. And there's some really cool stuff. I think this is cool.
Yeah.
So Toyota and Subaru have an interesting relationship. Mm-hmm. They've had the, obviously, the BRZ. And then FRS and Toyota 86, right? They've all kind of shared, obviously, with Scion. Is Scion still a thing, by the way? Did they die?
No, they're still a thing.
Wait, are they?
Are they for sure?
Because I don't think so.
Not for sure. Maybe they're not.
Did they get absorbed?
Positive.
You know, kind of like a Mitsubishi is like not really a thing anymore. They still make SUVs, I guess.
Maybe
but
they
I thought they died, but then they're like back with SUVs, Outlanders and stuff. But anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know for sure.
Toss me that mice real quick.
Okay.
The Moosin.
Moosin.
Just because you're doing the search thing too, we are at 36 minutes.
Okay.
On this one, do you want to do this for this one, or do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, let's
one?
Run. We'll run through it.
I don't want to talk about this very long. Well, we can talk about this one too. Did we talk about this already? Yeah, we did. Hornet.
Yep. Because then we went on the whole rant about
Speaking of,
I think these look kind of cool.
These do look kind of cool. So
I mean,
Subaru
they look like Mustangs,
and Toyota are partnering again for basically the exact same platform, similar to what they did on the Toyota 86 and the Subaru BRZ. In similar fashion, the Subaru is a higher price point, but it's got more features.
Okay.
So that was similar to the BRZ FRS 86 kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So this is the Subaru Solterra up on top here, and then the Toyota B Z4X. They're stealing some. You know, Toyota's partnered with BMW for the Supra, so they borrowed some names from them. It's totally fine how they name vehicles.
That's the most obnoxious name, though.
Z4X.
The BZ4X.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's some reason for that, but anyways.
Well, I guess the back clip is the same.
Also lowercase b.
Yeah, for some reason. And X, but capital Z. Yeah, whatever.
BZ4X.
Yeah, other way around.
What? BZ4X.
Well, you would say the B quiet because it's lowercase.
You did the Z4 quiet, but you did the B and
no,
X
I was saying because they're trying to hint like BMW. Like it's
the Z4. That's so funny. Like,
totally,
no, I
totally
have
missed it.
You get me really questioning what I did there for a minute. Yeah. I was like,
also, so, just sorry, real quick.
Yeah.
It so looks like the top picture was fender bender, doesn't it?
It does right here.
Yeah.
It looks crazy.
This is driving me nuts because the bottom looks so clean and smooth.
Oh, weird.
Why does it look like it was in an accident already?
It does. That one looks like it's weird. Crinkled up there for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's the landscape, yeah. Obviously.
Probably
but
blew
it just...
head gasket and had to crash. So these are
battery acid everywhere.
It's a Subaru. Yeah. Oh, wow. Corroding the road. So the Subaru and Toyota, so they're all-wheel drive, I believe. Yeah, full electric SUV. So kind of cool. This looks very, the top one especially, the Subaru version looks very similar to the Ford Mustang Mach-E. The Mustang Mach-E looks pretty much identical. I wonder if, you know, Tesla kind of like set the standard for like what electric vehicles kind of look like as far as style points and lights and front grills or lack thereof. So
I really like the Toyota one.
I do too. The Toyota looks better.
The Mustang kind of took after that. And I feel like the Mustang set the standard for like the lower price point.
Yep.
Kind of like the Model Y.
Yeah.
You
like the electric car for everybody, not just the Tesla thing. Yeah.
So they're all compact SUVs with the sport back or whatever design. You know, they're not like full SUVs, like a normal squared off or rounded off. But anyways, they look pretty cool.
Interesting.
The Subaru still looks very Subaru, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks.
Pictures?
It looks like they're the Wilderness Edition stuff. Kinda.
Yeah,
it's got the
still
big
got
chunky mud flap
plastic fenders. You know, like the plastic over fenders.
It's funny that it's just painted on the.
These are just painted. Yeah, so it's literally the same thing. But interesting thing, Subaru starts a little bit on the higher end of the price point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because the Subaru, in true Subaru fashion, is standard all-wheel drive.
Good.
All of them are all-wheel drive, and then Toyota comes with the lower model and front-wheel drive.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then a higher-end model. So most of the price difference is made up by the drivetrain.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see more of this stuff cruising around.
Yeah.
I find this kind of goes off topic, but just thinking big picture, like, you know, living by or owning stuff near highways has always historically been like not great.
Yeah.
Have those big walls, you know, that block a lot of view for everybody
near
the highways to block sound. I wonder if once we get to a point that's like 50% or more vehicles are electric, if they won't need that much anymore. And like we'll be able to build closer to highways because there won't be as much sound.
Interesting.
You know, that type of stuff.
I
just wonder
that's
how
really
that'll change like the grand scheme of things infrastructure wise.
Yeah.
If more of that stuff goes electric.
Yeah.
Because there'll be more accessible car. Like $46,000 for an SUV is still pretty expensive for an SUV.
Right.
It's a lot, but not insane.
New SUVs,
I guess on brand new SUVs, it's not that high.
Right.
But
because I think the Forester, like if you get the Forester and the Touring trim for the new version of it, I think it's like high 30s. So, I mean, it's not that.
Oh, so
far
it's
off.
Pretty similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as the stuff
same
becomes
ballpark.
More common and there's a lot more of them made, a lot more of them bought, it'll become cheaper and cheaper. Like,
because
there's new Ford trucks. I was looking at the Ford Maverick just to have like a smaller, more compact truck.
Yeah.
You can get one for like $19,900. Wow. Brand new 2022.
That's crazy.
So
that's crazy.
I think there'll be more of that.
Yeah.
With this
it's
stuff
definitely going to come down. It's like it's like everything. Like you have the thought leaders and then everybody adopts it and the price comes down because the supply is greater and it all comes out in the wash. But
I'm so excited.
For anybody still watching after all that electric, I think we're pretty much good here, right?
Yep. That's pretty much good. Other than Zach's wearing a pretty cool shirt that we think you guys should get. This is my garage shirt.
Podcast shirt for today. But only shirt. You have the best basically pitch for it or the reason that
the
we made this
only
thing.
Only car shirt designed to get dirty. So we all of our shirts and everything. I mean, we have some cool designs. We have some just with the logo of it. This one's specifically designed for the garage and it's white Then we have a hoodie and a t-shirt, but it's white because it's designed to get dirty. So yep. You're supposed to use it to work on it. Mm-hmm. We want to see it at shows. We want to see it everywhere. Just like tag us in social media pictures, things like that. It's the one, like everybody has, I think you guys do too. Like I have a shelf piece in my closet.
Yep.
That's the oily jeans and the oily t-shirts.
Yeah.
And yep. So if I'm painting, if whatever I'm doing, whatever project's happening, yeah. Like I'm grabbing those and ruining those first.
Yeah.
So absolutely. This is designed to be the go-to shirt for it. Super soft. It's still a premium shirt. It's really nice,
super
comfortable.
Yeah.
So you're not sacrificing, like you're not gonna be wearing like a garbage t-shirt or whatever that's kind of like
I would
or whatever.
Say it's a little longer cut
like
than a normal whatever t-shirt you get it's a little bit more longer cut I don't know it's super comfortable,
which is nice because then you don't get that like right on the old love handles you get like the grease stain or whatever when you're working out in the garage
or
burn
down
and you get the cold cement
you get the garage
just
add a wake you on your back,
right in the back.
so
it's designed for that, but we're hoping. Ours are pretty clean right now. I was teasing with them earlier. I was working on my Porsche today. We got to talk about the safari thing on that at some point.
Let's get to that next time.
We'll do it next time, but
I got some stuff to talk about in mine too, so.
But get your shirts. We super appreciate it. This is all, like we've talked about it before, but it's just us three making all this stuff. There's not like this huge crew. We're not doing whatever. This is just for the fun of it. So if you guys want to rep it, if you want to keep telling more people about it, help spread the word.
Totally.
It really helps us out. Grab a shirt, grab a hat, things like that. ThirdPedalPodcast.com where you can find that stuff. But
thanks guys for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Appreciate you guys.
Have a good week.
You guys say it this time.
Peace.
There it is.